That's right. Well, I'll tell you, it's kind of at the end of a long series of things. When I went to GE, as I said, I had a teaching assistant at Cornell all the time I was there. When I went to GE, in addition to the regular technical work that I did, I also taught in the engineering training courses that they had for new engineers coming into the company. And transistor electronics was so new then that they tried to incorporate some of that in the training courses for their new engineers. And so I participated in that and taught in the GE, they were called advanced engineering courses then, for the new engineers coming in.
Mm-hmm.
Then when I left GE and went to Motorola, I taught as an adjunct professor at Arizona State University
mm-hmm.
in Tempe, which was just down the road from Motorola, and their engineering course, which their engineering program, which was just being developed at that time.
Mm-hmm.
So I taught in that engineering program, as well as giving courses within Motorola for people on how subjects of how transistors work. Then when I went to Hughes, I taught some portions of UCLA extension courses relating to transistors and transistor circuits. But I also was on the affiliated faculty when they established an engineering program at the University of California at Irvine. They set up that Irvine campus while I was there at Hughes. And so I went over and taught some courses there to get them started. And also helped a little Christian college out there set up a science program so that they could better train some of the students in scientific, particularly chemistry and physics.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of kept my hand in all along the way. And then I had an opportunity to come to the university, and so I took that. We bundled up our family and moved to Kentucky, Southern California, and that was quite a change.